This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. A murder-suicide at Rice University. A female junior was found dead in her dorm room, apparently shot by a male, found dead with what the university says is a self-inflicted gunshot. Rice University Police Chief Clemente Rodriguez.
Based on the evidence, we can say that they were definitely acquaintances. They knew each other. We're still investigating to determine the extent of that relationship.
Chief Rodriguez said the alleged shooter left a note behind. A new immigration policy of the Biden administration has been paused for 2 weeks just as it was going into effect. CBS's Camilo Montoya Gomez explains.
A federal judge temporarily blocked a Biden administration program that would grant legal status and a streamlined path to permanent residency and eventually U.S. citizenship for undocumented immigrants here in the U.S. who are married to U.S. citizens.
One of the federal cases against former President Donald Trump, dismissed by a Florida judge, is back in the news now. Our Nora O'Donnell explains.
Special Counsel Jack Smith is urging a federal appeals court to bring back the classified documents case against the former president that District Judge Eileen Cannon dismissed last month. Smith said her decision goes against longstanding government practice, calling the ruling nonsensical. It's not clear how quickly the appeals court could decide.
The people who take care of us on airline flights may be finding the skies not so friendly. CBS's Christopher Cruz tells us the job comes with financial stress.
In a major report, the Washington Post says some flight attendants have to work a part-time gig like driving for Lyft, delivering packages, or tending bar. New flight attendants can make less than $25,000 a year. That's less than a manager at a fast food restaurant. The Post says some flight attendants can wait days before they're assigned a shift. Some who the Post spoke with say they're having trouble feeding their families, and some are even living in their car or a shelter. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
New York City has begun spraying neighborhoods against mosquitoes. It's part of an effort to control West Nile virus, which mosquitoes are spreading, and that's putting communities across the country at risk. CBS News medical correspondent Dr. Jonathan Lapook says West Nile virus can be quite serious.
One in 150 people who get infected get a more serious form that involves the central nervous system. You can get inflammation of the brain and the membrane that lines the spinal cord. And that's a much more serious situation there.
Jury selection began today in the long-delayed trial of a man charged with murdering 10 people at a Colorado supermarket in 2021. He was ruled mentally unfit to face prosecution before pleading not guilty by reason of insanity. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Kitchen's Open on WFHR, a feature within the morning show every Monday at 9. Join me, Melissa Kay, and my guests to learn about food-related topics that will interest and entertain.
Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It's time to send kids back to school, and that means ensuring they're vaccinated to keep them and their classmates safe. Here's Melissa Kay.
The new guidelines for school vaccinations go into effect for the 2024-25 school year. These updates aim to provide better protection against serious diseases. Dr. Natalie Weeks is a family medicine physician.
Back in the day when we didn't have vaccines for these illnesses, unfortunately, children did pass away from these diseases, and we are very lucky that we have these vaccines.
Dr. Weeks encourages you to talk with your child's primary care provider.
And money from the National Park Service will help some historic sites here in Wisconsin. Grants will help maintain places like Ringling Brothers Circus Headquarters in Baraboo, the National Soldiers Home Governor's Mansion and Chapel in Milwaukee, and the Annunciation Greek Orthodox Church in Wauwatosa. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, Civic Media News.
The Brewers get ready for the Giants. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers return from their West Coast trip to host the San Francisco Giants tomorrow night in Milwaukee. The crew losing to the A's 4-3 on Sunday. Starting pitcher Frankie Montas giving up all four runs in the fourth inning. Pat Murphy.
The credit goes to the A's. You know, he had the same stuff. He just threw balls in the middle of the plate and they hit it.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers installing the game plan for their first game Friday night when they host Western Michigan. The NFL deadline to reduce rosters from 90 to 53. 3 is 3 o'clock tomorrow. On defense, linebacker Aaron Mosby had a forced fumble and an interception against the Ravens Saturday and now waits for that phone call.
Decompress, try to go find you something to do. Keep your mind off of that day. You don't want to think about it too much, you know, just because you don't want to get yourself down and things like that. But on the other side, you want to think about it just because if you do make the team, it's go time. Then, you know, we got Brazil coming up next Thursday.
That's Packers linebacker Aaron Mosby. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Severe thunderstorm watch in effect as one round of showers and storms moves through the area. Temperatures in the lower 70s at daybreak. More storms expected on Tuesday. Some could be severe as well. A mix of clouds and sunshine, upper 80s to lower 90s. Right now it's 82.
Maggie Dawn.
The dozen Republican White House lawyers who served in the administrations of Presidents Ronald Reagan, George H.W. Bush, and George W. Bush just endorsed Kamala Harris?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And welcome to the second hour of our program. On the line with us is Gabriel Rosales, the Texas LULAC State Director. There's just some wild stuff going on down in Texas here. Gabriel, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for joining us. First off, tell us about LULAC. For people who are unfamiliar
LULAC
with your organization.
Yes, we're one of the largest and oldest civil rights organizations, Texas being our largest membership. But we have over a few hundred thousand members across the country.
Great. And that's the League of United Latin American Citizens, right? That's what the acronym
yes.
stands for? Yeah, okay.
Yes,
and
sir.
So tell us what Ken Paxton is doing down there in Texas. What's happening?
You know, in 2022, Ken Paxton have been pushing that this voter fraud. As you know, the Republican Party continues to act as if there's been this massive voter fraud where they've never been able to prove. So he put together this investigative team that goes into communities. They started to kind of under the radar. We just really didn't figure out what was going on in Tarrant County. You know, destroying people's lives, you know, you know, they lose their jobs, they lose their houses, and then we got the charges dropped. They then again came back in April of this year, of this past year, I believe, or this year, and they raided in Pearsall, Texas. Again, it was under the radar. I really didn't, you know, I was hearing rumors of these things, and whoever was that got served, they weren't really communicating with us. It wasn't until a couple of days ago they hit some of the LULAC membership. And that's when we kind of got the bigger picture of what was going on. And so what we do know, go ahead.
No, finish what you do know is.
So what we do know, right, is that one of the things that LULAC has fought for is to under Russell Rosales' 200 single member district lawsuits, opening up the doors for Latinos to be able to run for office. Our fight has always been to have a seat at the table, and so this is kind of a pushback on that.
Right.
But they're using their office to affect the outcome. They were hoping that we weren't going to say anything, that it was just going to happen and everybody was going to be scared and they were going to continue on. And closer to November, they're probably going to bring up fraudulent charges, making our candidate, Cecilia Castellano, who's a LULAC member, you know, a criminal. It doesn't even matter if the charges stick. They put that out there right before election time to affect the outcome of an election. And that to me is illegal.
Ron DeSantis did this little trick down in Florida just before the 2022 election, I think it was, when he was on the ballot, and he had for reelection, and he, you know, kicked in the doors of a couple of dozen, mostly black people, in
right.
Florida,
and paraded them before the cameras in shackles. Most of them had no idea that they had committed a crime. You know, they were people who the state had said, sure, you can vote. You know, these were people who were convicted felons, but, you know, had served their time. And, of course, Florida had passed that whole ballot initiative that allowed for them to vote. And they dropped a lot of the charges after the election. But it appeared that during that election, there were almost a million fewer black voters in that election than there had been 2 years earlier. And there, you know, from which I think you could derive the conclusion that kicking in the doors of black voters succeeds in causing a lot of black people to say, you know, I really don't want to vote. Is that what's going on in Texas, only with Hispanics? Are they kicking in the doors of people's houses?
Yes, that's exactly what's going on. But one of the things here is we're not going to stand for it. We're going to continue to push forward. We're going to continue because there's a House District 80 race that Governor Abbott here is gunning for.
Yeah.
It's a 51% Republican turnout, but over 80% Latino population. But the Latino people historically have a historic apathy. But since we've been in there organizing and knocking on doors and talking to people, we've been able to increase that. We actually got our candidate onto the ballot. It was a tough race, but we got her in there. And I think they know the writing on the wall. So it just... Their candidate, McCaughlin, who's been endorsed by the governor and by Ken Paxton, is the race that they're trying to impact because it's going to be an embarrassment when we win this election for them.
I understand that you're going to the federal government, to the Department of Justice, I believe, and saying, please do something about Ken Paxton's terror tactics here. Is that true?
Well, yes, we are. We're actually going to file a charge of official suppression. We're working together with people like MolDev, and we're hopefully going to get a hold of ACLU as well, because it shouldn't just be us. It's not just going to be us. Yeah. You know, when they invade the civil rights of one person, they're invading all of us.
Yeah.
And so we can't just stand by and allow this to take place. The Department of Justice, as you know, historically, has always been our relief here in Texas and South Texas, dating back to the beginning of time with the civil rights movement as well. So it just seems like they're resorting back to their old tactics of harassment, of coming and pointing guns at our people. These ladies were 80-year-old ladies. They're grandmothers.
Wow.
What they couldn't do in Uvalde, they did to our poor little old ladies. So these people it's unthinkable. The harassment. I had Lydia Martinez, one of the victims. She was crying on the phone.
Yeah.
And I told her, don't worry about it. We're with you. What they do to you, they do to us. We're not going to let you do this alone. And so we blasted out, and thank you for covering this,
yeah,
because we want people to know the truth. The truth is nobody broke any laws.
Yeah.
The truth is that they're using this voting integrity unit to go out and intimidate the Latino community here in Texas. And we're not going to stand for it.
Yeah,
we're going to fight back. We're organizing press conferences on every county, from Frio to Atascosa, within the House District 80, to let people know, don't be scared. Justice and equality is through the ballot box.
This is a long-time Republican strategy. And we're talking with Gabriel Rosales, the Texas LULAC state director. LULAC.org is the website. Operation Eagle Eye, I mean, you know, William Rehnquist started his political career, which ended with him being Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court, started his political career standing outside polling places in Phoenix, in rural areas around Phoenix where there was large Latino populations and Native American populations. And he was a big bear of a man, and he was a lawyer, and he just challenged their right to vote and would challenge them so aggressively that many of these people would simply leave. They wouldn't bother voting. He threatened them and those kind of... And this was a nationwide effort by Republicans in the 1964 election, the Barry Goldwater election. So they've been doing this for a long time, Gabriel.
Definitely.
And it worked for, you know, Ron DeSantis in Florida, you know, scaring black voters. It's got to be a fine line that you're walking here between helping publicize Ken Paxton's raids, because he wants that publicized. He wants people to be afraid. He wants them to think, hey, if you're Hispanic and you vote, they're going to kick in your door and drag you off. And even if you get off, you're going to have to spend $100,000 in legal fees. But on the other hand, you want people to vote and not to be intimidated by it. How do you do that? How do you thread that needle?
It is a fine line, but we have a lot of good friends, Domingo Garcia, who's an attorney, and we're ready to stand behind them. What we need them to know is that they're not alone, that we're going to fight back with them. And so we're working together with several other, we're looking to talk to ACLU, Maldan, Fatima Mendez was there with us today, to see how it is that we can set up a defense team. That's for great. Our people, for the Latinos in the community, so that they know, because you're right, they're on fixed incomes.
Yeah.
They don't have the money to hire an attorney.
Yeah.
And so that was one of the first things that they told me. And I said, you don't worry about that. You let me worry about that. We're going to get together with all the civil rights organizations in Texas and across the country so that we can begin to fight back and fight back immediately. So we're hoping to get that in complaint done with the Department of Justice sooner than later.
You're doing God's work, Gabriel. How can people who are listening to this program right now reach out and help? Is there anything that we can do?
Well, we're going to be setting up. Go to our website, make donations to the League of United, at LULAC.org, the national office, or go to the Texas website, either one.
What is the Texas website?
Get in there. It is TexasLULAC.org, I believe. I'm not too sure. I'm so sorry. I'm all kind of out there. And go in there and leave us a message. Let us know that you want to support. One of the things you can do is we're doing a robust voter registration across the state. So we're going to be in Houston. We're going to because this terror tactic, it begins with them tearing down our public schools. It begins with them also terrorizing the immigrant population who bring $4.9 million to the economy.
You're absolutely right. I found your website. It's TexasStateLULAC.com. TexasState, STATELULAC.com.
Yes.
So anybody listening, get over there and see how you can help out. This is a real battle, and these Republicans in Texas, particularly Ken Paxton, who himself has been accused of multiple crimes in office, this is just wrong. This is criminal. Gabriel Rosales, the Texas LULAC State Director, and again the website, TexasStateLULAC.com. Thanks so much for dropping by, Gabriel.
No, I appreciate you. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your show.
Thank you. My pleasure.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We'll be right back. It's 17 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former Member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off. by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Friday. The Badgers kick off the season against Western Michigan. Our coverage begins at 6 on your home for Wisconsin football. The Badgers Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. A recent survey found that in the last year, 25% of Americans used Buy Now Pay Later services like Afterpay or Klarna or Zip. We spend more with Buy Now Pay Later because, you know, 6 easy payments of $30 feels more affordable than $180 all at once for that cowboy hat or those leggings or that Yeti cooler. But when paying the full price for something feels uncomfortable, that is a clear sign for me that the purchase probably doesn't align with my financial goals. If Buy Now Pay Later is helping somebody replace a necessary thing, like an appliance or something like that, that's a sign that their emergency fund plan needs some attention so they don't have to finance those situations. Buy Now Pay Later encourages us to develop money behaviors that aren't that helpful for our long-term financial security. For more money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Take good care.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Not all people are the same. And yet, when we visit the doctor, our treatments don't look that different. Why is that? Because we just don't have enough information to do it better. By gathering health data from 1 million people, our country's best researchers will be able to develop treatments that are as unique and complex as we are. With this new information, doctors will have a better understanding of disease so they can innovate the next great breakthroughs in medicine. Learn more at joinallofus.org.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Do you get stressed because your monthly income just doesn't seem to cover the bills anymore? Well, you're not alone. Most Americans feel this way every day. Everything is still ridiculously expensive, and we're all reaching more and more for credit cards to cover the basics like childcare, insurance, power, and food. It's tough. If you're feeling this way, you need to call American Financing. They were helping hardworking Americans just like you to tap into their home's equity to pay off their high-interest debt and even create some additional savings to be ready for whatever life throws your way. Interest rates have dropped, and a company like American Financing that never charges any upfront or hidden fees is the perfect partner to help you get into a better financial position. Their salary-based mortgage consultants are saving homeowners over $800 a month on average. So waiting is not an option. Call today. You may delay 2 mortgage payments. 888-675-4090. That's 888-675-4090.